The elevator, which was by Terra C, I think it's owned by Richardson now, over by the shipyards, it had a dumping bay that w and a pellet plant that were separate from the elevator. I think it used to be Pool 9 back in the day. I remember when they knocked it down. But anyway, Grain Growers A built this pellet plant there. So that was kind of different because it was disconnected from the elevator and it had to be joined by long conveyors and I guess belts and stuff that took the finished product over to the bins to be stored.
So you would have been in pool 4 A and B, which would have been
Yes.
beside that.
Yeah, and that was very interesting because they were joined in the basement and on the bin floor. And what a maze. Could you ever get lost in there? Oh, man. Pool 4A had about 7 or 8 belts across, and then there were ones that ran at 90 degrees to that went out into the annex, and you were up and over and under, and it was amazing. And then, of course, you go through a little door and you're in 4B, and it's a completely different little place. It looked like a church down in the bottom, like a cathedral. My co-worker, who was the other grain sanitation officer, assistant grain sanitation officer at the time, Bill Gibbons, he was a musician, and he often said he'd love to get down in there and play some music because he thought the acoustics were so neat. It's just really tall and cathedral-like. But you had to watch where you were going in pool 4A because if you took a wrong turn, you would be there still. I remember one of my co-workers saying he worked with a young woman one time and he found her crying in the corner because she'd lost her way and she didn't know where she was or how to get out. But really, everything runs at 90 degrees to everything else. So just follow something until you get to somewhere else. You don't have to go in circles.